Now, here's an idea. Dance and music venues that are alcohol-free. You can see the attraction, of course, if, say, you're a 14-year-old and you're worried about being turned away at the door. But dry gigs are also popular with those people who love music and take or leave alcohol and want to avoid some of the nasty confrontations that can arise when groups of young people get steaming drunk. An increasing number of bands are now performing these dry gigs and even matinees for the under-14s. One such band is the Wombats, who are currently on a sell-out tour of conventional UK venues. Stephanie Power reports now from Liverpool on what is a growing phenomenon.
Have you got any idea at all?
I have one idea. Would you believe that lovely little lady looks?
Victoria Ormsby is checking the IDs of Wombats fans queuing around the block at the Picket in Liverpool. This is a kind of hybrid version of the dry or alcohol-free gig. If you can prove you're over 18, you get a pink wristband which allows you access to the bar. If not, it's a stamp on your hand and a night on a lemonade.
Thank you very much, ladies. Thank you. Please don't attempt to buy any alcohol at the bar. You will be refused because you've got a stamp.
This venue, along with several others in Liverpool, holds regular dry gigs for under-18s. Chris Holding, who's just 18 himself, is the organiser.
We have 4, 5 to 6 local bands or solo artists, and they come down mostly on a Friday or Saturday night. They're the key night. We're getting 250 kids turning up every night. It's a safe, secure environment and everyone has a good time.
How long has it been running for?
The new dry bar, which is now called Fuse, we're up to our 3rd gig, which is this Friday.
How is it economically viable? Because obviously most venues are relying on selling a stack of beer, aren't they?
Yeah, well, Liverpool Culture Company sponsored us, Youth Music and M Zone, which is the Merseyside music zone, basically. They're very supportive. They help us get the bands, they help us set up a website, they're helping us open the venue to get the staff in, and it's just brilliant.
Now tonight, there's still people queuing up outside tonight to get in. At a rough guess, what proportion of people would you say here are under 18?
I would say about 70% are over under 18 tonight, if not 80, because that's, as it's the Wombats, their fan base is mostly under 18s.
But is the idea of the dry gig a new one?
The dry gig is a modern name for a phenomenon which is actually much older.
Paul De Noyer has been a music journalist for 20 years, starting on the NME before editing Q and then setting up Mojo magazine.
In the early days of British pop culture, if you like, the norm was for those early rock and roll clubs to be unlicensed. Places as famous as The Cavern here in Liverpool and The Marquee in London, all of those R&B clubs from which all the great bands of British pop first arose, the Beatles and the Stones, the Who and so forth, they all served their apprenticeships working in clubs that were unlicensed and therefore had very young teenage audiences who drank nothing stronger than Orangeade and Coca-Cola. So it's interesting to reflect that the great surge of energy which led to the British pop explosion was really fueled by an audience of young teenagers. And I wonder if some of the great energy and enthusiasm and hysteria which brought British pop into being depended upon that audience that was too young to go and have a drink.
Anne Prowse used to come over from the Wirral to see the Beatles here at the Cavern.
Me and a couple of friends used to bunk off work from over the water and come over in the afternoon to watch the Beatles. Used to be absolutely packed, really did, you know. All of a sudden, like, there was loads and loads, there was actually loads and loads of people, all were all queuing up to go in. So it was quite exciting, yeah.
So you managed to figure out the pin code thing then? Just about.
Matthew Murphy, Wombat's lead singer, has been coming to the Picket himself since he was 14.
This is kind of our almost like warm-up gig to, you know, getting used to crowds and things again. The majority of our fans are kind of, it's perfectly suited for us to do a 16-plus kind of event, really. But I do really like playing to younger crowds. They're really into it. I guess they're so young to have, you know, got used to the kind of crushing adult lifestyle, so they've probably got more kind of inhibitions to lose and things like that. I think the majority of, like, an average gig goer is under 18 nowadays. Obviously, it didn't used to be like that at all, but I think it's quite a refreshing thing, as I say, that they seem to be really kind of up for it and they really give it their all.
They're clearing up at the Picket after another busy weekend. Music writer Paul DeNoyer is on the board of management here.
Do you think dry gigs are on the up?
It's become quite a success in this city. The Picket is very well known for them, and there are other venues doing it. And I understand that there are quite a lot of other places around the country, so I think it may be an idea whose time once again has come back.
How does a venue make its money when they're just selling lemonade and cups of tea?
At the moment, the whole concept of the dry bar is a very difficult one to sustain unless it's part of a venue that is making its money through the conventional means as well. An opportunity sometimes for venues is that by running a dry bar, they are seen as performing a useful social function within a city, and it is the sort of thing that potentially charitable organisations will support, perhaps local authorities might support, because they see it as a worthy means to an end.
When we first started out, the first like 100 people that we ever played to, that came to our gigs were like, they were like in their sixth form or 16, 17, and we almost feel in debt to them for just getting us to where we are now. So of course we'll give it back as much as we possibly can and get, you know, play dry gigs or, you know, whatever it takes to just keep them plodding along and enjoying music with their teenage life.
Matt Murphy of the Wombats, ending that report by Stephanie Power.